Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard. Welcome back to The Brendan Show and another episode of my Striving in Chaos series. How do we strive with positivity and optimism and confidence and compassion and strength through difficult times? Obviously, it has not been an easy series of weeks as we see people infected, passing away, losing jobs, trapped, fearful, and in a place where sometimes those emotional ups and downs are just wrecking your day, even if you are safe, even if you are home, even if you have a job, even if you're one of, quote unquote, the lucky ones. How do you deal with the daily reality of having to show up, move forward, still strive for your dreams, still take care of your family, still be a compassionate, caring, generous person when it's so easy to be fearful, hold away, blocked off from the world, right? How do we deal with that? That's what this series has all been about. For those who are new, I've been doing this series called Striving in Chaos. All of the audios of how to deal with difficult emotions to, you know, how to maintain your relationships, positive relationships and positive attitude. Those are all up on the Brendan Show podcast. Today, my topic is dedication. Dedication. Listen, we are seeing this beautiful, in this like terrible time, we're seeing this beautiful demonstration of dedication by first line responders, by our healthcare workers, by medical personnel, by people who are out there still carrying on the weight of their shoulders, having to continue the world moving, making sure the trains metaphorically are running, making sure that people are being taken care of, making sure that the economy is still going, making sure that they're still providing value and service to those they love, serve, and lead. And right now we are seeing an incredible demonstration of that dedication. Incredible. Like, I hope you all give like high fives and rounds of applause and shout outs of appreciation every day, especially to those in healthcare right now who are carrying the brunt of this burden, who are dealing with it at levels that most of us will not, and who are ensuring that people, as many as we have, all the millions who are infected or will be, can be taken care of. It is an extraordinary dedication. And you gotta go, where does that come from? You know, I know some people who can't even be dedicated to answering their email. And then you have healthcare workers going out on the front lines, dealing with those who are infected every single day. What's the difference? What's the difference between people who just sit at home, complain, and are upset, and other people who have the ability to go out in danger and show up courageously to serve other people? Well, listen, I don't have all the answers, but I can share with you there's some specific things you just see. I mean, healthcare workers take an oath. Just by having an oath, by having clarity of mission, by having dedicated themselves to competency and mastery to know how to help people in the first place, but then having an oath, a promise to self and a promise to society to show up and care for others in this way. You know, most people don't have an oath in their life. I mean, have you taken an oath to be a specific type of person for your family and those who you love? Have you ever written it down anywhere? An oath of dedication, an oath of excellence, an oath of discipline, an oath of health, an oath of service, an oath of leadership. See, often the most extraordinary people in the world, they're extraordinary because they have clarity of service. Yeah, you think of the medical professionals and the healthcare workers out there, that oath inspires the dedication. It's clarity of service. What's your service right now? Who are you going to care for? Who are you going to show up? Who are you going to not harm? Who are you going to be right now? That clarity. When you have clarity, it's easier to have dedication. When you're bored all day, you know why you're bored all day? No clarity of mission. Of course, you're not dedicated and disciplined. You don't have clarity. Discipline and dedication always come after clarity. But I still say, you can be dedicated right now to show up every day for your good habits, to show up every day for those you lead, to show up every day like this, if you have a platform or a message to share with people. Like, I'm dedicated. I'm here every day since this began. Doesn't always feel good. Don't always want to do it. But I have to say, you know what? I dedicated myself to being available every day. Show up, Brendan. Comb your hair. Shower once in a while. Put a shirt on. Put those lights on. Talk to the people. Because I love you guys. Clarity of how you want to serve and how you want to show up. That's dedication. Dedication is also doing the thing. Just do the thing. You know, just show up, answer the emails, make the calls, take care of the family, get the shopping done, show up in a dedicated way. That consistency of you being dedicated for your family by having a good positive mindset, that means everything right now. That consistency of you doing the work, even though it'd be easier to bow out like a lot of people do, just spending all day watching television and updating themselves on the news and scrolling through social media and
and just taken a week or two or months long breather under the guise of the crisis, when reality is we can all practice great wellness routines, daily recovery, and still do something each day to move towards our dreams or demonstrate dedication. How are you demonstrating dedication right now? That's what I really want you to think about. How are you demonstrating dedication? Like, what's it looked like this last week? What's it look like the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4, 5, 6 weeks of this thing now? How have you really shown up? What have you shown? Like, if we said, wow, this person's really dedicated, how'd that show up? I know many of you, you've been dedicated for your families, and I love you for that. Many of you have been dedicated to being inspirations, voices of reason or optimism or confidence, of caring and compassion. And you've shown up for your audience. You've shown up for those you lead and those that you love and those that you have the blessing of reaching. And I admire you for that, and I appreciate that. Your dedication is needed now more than ever. What we don't need is people quitting on themselves and quitting on other people and quitting on their responsibilities, allowing low standards into their life, parading under the umbrella of crises when the truth is they're being lazy, when the truth is they've lost dedication, when the truth is they're not demanding enough of themselves. Sometimes the best way to change our lives is to expect more of ourselves. And that's hard to say, because I know people say, well, Brendan, you can't expect so much from other people. Well, then listen to the last episode on striving in chaos, on maintaining high standards. Because we can still maintain high standards and care for ourselves and care for our families, because that's what high standards is. It's caring for ourselves, caring for other people. That's what high standards are. You resting and recovering and taking care of yourself and your wellness practices, that is maintaining a high standard. It's dedication to your health, dedication to being a role model, dedication to doing the thing even when you don't want to do the thing. Like, I've been pretty much live on, you know, multiple platforms with multiple audiences and groups every day for, 45 days straight. There's days I don't want to, but I have a clarity of mission right now. The world needs us right now. The world needs your guidance, your advice, your thoughts, your input, your optimism, especially if you've been training yourself and doing the hard work and getting ready. What are you dedicated towards right now? What are you showing? What's your dedication look like? I think that's what's most importantly. I know people out there, they're truly not just striving in the chaos. They're striving just like they have for years, but they're thriving at it because they're dedicated in their heart to something. See, these healthcare workers, these medical professionals, these frontline service professionals who are literally out there every day courageously, they took an oath. What's your oath? What's your oath? Are you showing up every day for it, even when it's hard? I'll say one other thing that I've witnessed from healthcare workers and a lot of friends out there in that space. It's not just an oath to care for others. It's an oath to deliver with excellence. It's an oath to continued mastery. It's an oath to say, I will always continue my education, because there's always something new to learn in healthcare, right? There's always something to learn if you're a fireman or you're a police officer. There's always something more to learn. You don't stop learning. So for those of you who stop learning in this crisis, please take some inspiration for the dedication of our frontline professionals out there who are keeping the world going. This is a great time to visit what you're really dedicated to in your life right now. Great time to really think deeply about what deserves your dedication. A great time to think about how you show up on a daily basis. A great time to challenge yourself to strive, even in chaos. I love you all, and I really appreciate you guys. You know, I think that you are absolutely incredible, and I admire how much you have been giving and serving and inspiring each other. I think it's really a great time to learn about yourself and a great time to engage in self-mastery, to deepen that personal development, to ask the hard questions, and to show up for yourself and your family every day. I said it from day one, we all have opportunities to be role models right now. That's pretty incredible. We have opportunities to serve in our own way. That's pretty incredible. We have opportunities to learn and really reconnect with our wellness again. I think that's a beautiful thing. Hey, y'all, let me jump into this episode real quick.
with something I usually don't do, which is kind of like a, I guess they call it a mid-roll ad or something. But I decided to do this right now because I'm literally at home working during this coronavirus pandemic. And it's really ignited a lot of questions from my community about how do I do that? You know, how am I thinking through my career? How am I thinking through building my personal brand and my online sales during a time in which, yeah, we're home? Like, how does my industry or my career or my approach to it function? And so what I want to let you know is, if you did not know, I do have a program for that. It's called the Influencer Business Program. And it's where I'm like teaching you, this is how I do everything. I teach you how to grow your personal brand, monetize content, launch campaigns, books, courses, webcasts, live webcasts, subscriptions. I mean, it's about basically how do you grow your audience and online sales faster, no matter where you are, no matter if you're starting or not, because clearly you've seen me do it, not just with the podcast, but with 300 million video views, 25 multi-million dollar online course launches, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 5 million fans on Facebook. I mean, you've seen the covers of the magazines and the chart topping stuff. And the, you know, if you're on the email list of millions of email subscribers, or you've seen the social media posts from other influencers, you know, joining my masterminds and asking me how I do it all. It's like, I've been blessed with all of that. And I just feel like maybe this is the time that you learn to build your personal brand. That you finally get yourself up online and making real online sales, because, you know, I've been doing it for 14 years every day, full time. And I've spent, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on figuring it out, on running ads, on learning which campaigns work, which ones don't, on starting from nothing, pushing every button myself to finally growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. And people always want to know, what's your marketing strategy? What is the modern thought leader business model that can be, you know, built and monetized quickly? You know, how do you tell your story or build credibility? And how do you get people to buy from you? Or what should you sell? What should you not sell? Or how do you create great content or online curriculum that sells? Or, you know, what are funnels and launches and how do they work? And what should I do first, second, and third? And if you had to start over, Brendan, what are the four things you should do? Or what tools and systems you use? How do you get promotional partners? How do you do online challenges? How do you create lifelong fans? I mean, I'm just like literally sitting here thinking, this is what I do every day. And if you would like to get a 7-day crash course on that, and then even live monthly marketing training from me, that's what we now call my Influencer Business Program. And you can literally just go to influencerbusinessprogram.com and it'll take you to the page to learn about that. Now, it's for serious people only. Obviously, you hear me during this, this global sort of shutdown and pandemic with coronavirus, giving away one of my courses with the Wellness Masterclass. But this one's for serious players. There is a charge to it, obviously, where I go live every single month. And I also give you some of my best online training so that you can get, you know, your personal brand growing, grow that audience, make more online sales. So if you're into that type of thing, go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Again, that's influencerbusinessprogram.com. All together, influencerbusinessprogram.com. And you can learn about the multiple membership levels. I kind of made it affordable if you want to do a monthly, or if you want to take the whole year, or you want the advanced pro program. You can learn all about that. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. My main message to this audience and everyone I'm talking to right now is if you have not done the work to get yourself online, if you feel like you're falling behind in the digital era, if you don't have recurring revenue every single day with some type of online sales, if you don't get the hint now, you're never going to get the hint. I mean, you need to do that now in this growing pandemic. I genuinely believe we are going to see such a disruption in the economy in the coming months. And those who, you know, have figured out pretty things to grow their, you know, Instagram, but never built the business model, never learned recurring revenue, never learned how to do real launches that bring in the real money that allows them to have the living, they're really going to struggle this year. We're going to see people who have, you know, no fans, no audience, no email list really struggle, but we're also going to see people who have no online sales really struggle. And we're really going to see people who have even millions of fans, but who never figured out the monetization completely fall apart. So please go to influencerbusinessprogram.com if you are in this industry or you know it's time to build your personal brand and get those online sales going. Because listen, the economy is going to be really difficult. But also, more importantly than that, listen, it's time to share your voice, to lead, to be a role model, to share your expertise, your life wisdom, your perspective about things with more people, because we need more leaders out there sharing positive messages of hope, of strength, of optimism for the future. Because we will make it through this, and it will be the influencers and the voices out there sharing our thoughts, our wisdom, and our advice that will help carry and set the tone towards a better future. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'd love to see you in that program, influencerbusinessprogram.com.
I'm here for you every single day. Let me take any of your questions here today. When people are saying, easy enough for you to say, Brandon, I know. It's always easier said than done. That's the whole point of dedication. Listen, people have lost their job, still kept a good attitude. I know that because I coach a lot of people who've been dramatically affected, who've lost their businesses that they spent their entire life building. Not a job they had for a while, a business they'd spent their entire life building. I have friends who've been in the hospital. I, just like many of you, have people in our circle of influence who passed away. And so what do they want of us? They want to see us carry on. They want us to see us kind. They want us to appreciate life. We can all say, well, it's easier said than done. People can just keep good attitudes. No, there are people who had tragedy in their lives who still kept good attitudes because they chose to do the hard work to do that. Laya is asking, how can you be productive at home? You get your morning routine locked in. You fill out your high performance planner every single day. You schedule time in which you consume information. I only consume information twice a day for 15 minute blocks of time, where I'll take on that 15 minutes to check in social media or check in the news, only twice a day for 15 minutes. Scheduling that is important. Scheduling the major activities, what you need to do each day, in blocks of time that you also communicate with your family. Like Denise knows I had to do a live right now. She knows. So she knew this morning. We're like getting on the same plan and letting everyone in the household know what that plan is and trying to do that together. That means a lot. Can you do more videos about self-doubt? Sure. Go to my YouTube channel and check out my videos on self-doubt, and also read my book, The Motivation Manifesto, an entire chapter on doubt that could really, really change your life. How can I project what I want to say when nobody seems to be listening right now? You're sitting down and scheduling it. I mean, it's just sitting down with a piece of paper. Like, think about it. If you're going to go live for the next 10 days, draw 10 boxes on a piece of paper, ask, what's my topic for this day? What's my three teaching points for this topic? Be dedicated, show up, and go. I just see a bunch of people going by, and I saw Jenna Kutcher, who I love and adore, and hope you guys all follow. Oh my gosh, Jenna, what's up?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, good seeing you.
This is motherhood / COVID / creation.
I get it. If my office right now is a disaster, and I have not yet showered today. No one's business.
That's good.
No one's business.
This is good. This is like, I bet if there's any women on this live, they can relate.
Yes. Yes. Anyone can relate. There's lots of people just like trying to keep their lives together right now. Trying to do things each day to move forward. I was talking about dedication today. What do you have to drop some knowledge bombs on us? How do you stay dedicated even when there's so much chaos and turbulence right now?
Yeah, so for me, I've kind of changed the way that I'm working right now. I don't know, Brendan, if you would relate. So sometimes when people talk about morning routines as a mom, I kind of smile because I'm like my morning routine is like, get up, get the kid up, everyone eats, and then we get to work. But for me, I've kind of started blocking my time differently so that I have free time towards the end of the week to create what I feel like the world needs. And so good. I've been trying to like take care of priorities at the front end of the week and then feel out what time I have left. So right now I'm like creating Monday through Wednesday and then pausing and saying, okay, Thursday and Friday, does the world need me to go live? Do I need to create a resource? Do I need to record a program? Do I need to jump on something with someone else? So I think I just had to change the way that I'm creating in this season so that I can be the mom, the wife, but also the leader. And it's hard to decipher what we can do right now, you know? It's hard.
Yeah. Well, you're doing an awesome job. You are. And
so are you.
You know, it's hard, but it's like show up in service. That's the shortest answer of all time. It's like you're showing up in service. You've already created so many amazing tools for people. You're still doing, I tell people, it's like all you have to do in hard times of difficulty is be flexible and and double down on the goodness that you do. Like, I know a lot of people right now, they feel like they have to create all these new things for people. I'm like, actually, you probably have something. You could just roll out again and make it available to more people. You know, we all feel like.
And I think it's so important because I feel like a lot of creators right now, it's like we're straddling this line of protecting what we've already built and like solidifying that foundation we've laid while also like timely serving. And I feel like it's really easy to get pulled in one direction or the other.
Yes.
And it's really hard to find that balance. And so for me, it's like, where is my time best spent right now? And part of that time is protecting what we've already worked on building.
Smart.
And then the other part of that time is like, how do we serve in the future? And I think I got exhausted the first week that everything kind of hit the fan because like we're empathetic leaders. Like we care, we know, we're not so removed from like not knowing if you're going to pay your mortgage that month. And so it's really hard as an empath to navigate seasons of crisis because you're wanting to save everyone, but you also have to protect what you've built. And it's like this weird juxtaposition, you know?
Yeah.
Can you relate?
Yeah, I can. I think what I've learned through a few crises is that, you know, to fight my impulse to create tons of new things, because you're adapting. And as you go to create tons of new things, you exhaust yourself creatively.
Yes.
And if you exhaust yourself creatively, you don't have the bandwidth and the power to be there empathetically.
Yep.
And so what I've learned is the difference between meeting a need in the marketplace by creating new things or just create a new offer.
Yep.
So like what I did, I'm like, I had my wellness masterclass out there and I filmed that like 2-3 years ago and we didn't even have it in rotation or anything. I said, okay, instead of me creating new things, let me go in my garage over here and see what assets I do have and let me put them out in the world as a new thing that meets the need right now.
Yep.
So sometimes repackaging will get you in the game of serving even faster.
Yeah.
And it won't wipe you out creatively.
Yeah.
And
what would you say to all the people being like, should you be selling in a crisis? Because I feel like that's the number one question.
Yeah.
Is like people feel guilty. And I think there's certain ways to do this that can be positive. And I also think there are certain ways to do this that can come across slimy. So what would you say?
Well, I'd say it's the same people and it's only the same people
who
say in general they don't like sales. And in general...
Yes.
They don't feel like selling usually because selling is serving. You can't serve unless you've sold what you have. And on top of that, it's like entering a recession. It's responsible to sell for your family.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how wealthy you already are because you don't know what's coming, not to like to withdraw all your offers and all your sales activities.
Yeah.
That's incredibly irresponsible. So what's responsible right now is be of value to people and build your reserves, build your cash, build your sales, build that ability to maintain this for the long haul when we don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think it's if people can reframe it not as, you know, sales and marketing, but reframe it as terms of service and responsibility to your family.
Yep.
Then you're back in the game.
Yeah, and I think too there's a way like to have things be invitations versus hard pitches.
Yeah.
And I think the most beautiful way to navigate this season, or at least what we're trying to do, is to create the free resource that can lead into an invitation for the people that are ready. And so it's like not this like hardball, hard sell, but it's also not being apologetic about selling.
Yes.
And it's like, here's this thing that can get you started. And if you're ready to keep going, here's this offer for you.
Yeah.
And it's just like reframing it. So it's like the person that can't afford it doesn't feel like they are out of luck or that they're never going to make it.
Right.
But the person that's like, give me the next thing, give me the next thing, they're ready to go. And so I think people... It's been so interesting watching this shift as people have navigated the waves, because it's like, give everything away for free. And then it's like, no, sell everything. And then it's like, you know, we're finally finding our footing in this season of uncertainty. And I think it just took people a little bit longer than they expected to feel comfortable living in this unknown, you know?
Yes. Yes. I think you nailed it though. It's like, give away free stuff.
Yeah.
And then offer something. And the main thing about offering isn't necessarily my belief is was it couched in terms of you gave tons of free stuff or things like that. It's just, your job is to make things relevant.
Yep, exactly.
And the main thing is don't offer things that aren't relevant right now. That's more than anything. Everyone's so obsessed about price points. You can sell $1,000 things, $10,000 things, $1,000, $100. Just like usual, not everyone's gonna buy it.
Yep.
So your job is to show, how is this relevant and helpful to right now?
Yeah.
And that's why I create it. And then tell people straight up, hey, if you want to access my free stuff, there's my podcast, there's my YouTube show, there's my lives on Instagram, there's 4 posts every day across social media for 15 years. You got a whole library of my stuff.
Yeah.
But what I need to do for my family and for my business is I need to focus on dedicated students and clients right now.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I'm serving my real clients. If you want to be a client of mine, great. This is a good offer for you. Here's why. If not, please check out any of my other free stuff. And show the value of becoming a client versus just a browser or a consumer. That has to be part of our messaging now.
Well, I think one of the most interesting takeaways I've had about this whole thing is that, especially being a mom and having a child at home, and like at first people are like, oh my God, I have all this extra time. No, our time has never been more stretched.
Exactly.
And so it's been really eye-opening to me, because I'm like, our offers actually need to be saving people time. And so when you look at like the long run, there are so many messages that are landing right now in crisis. You need to have an email list. You need to have an online offer. You need to have a way to digitally serve people. And now people are like playing catch up, where their time is even more limited. And they're like, give me the exact steps, because I cannot YouTube the wrong YouTube video for 20 minutes and not get anywhere. And so it's been interesting, because I feel like at the beginning, everyone's talking about like, what Netflix marathons are you going to watch? And I'm like, it takes me 3 days to watch 1 hour of television. I have no time. And so it's been amazing to recognize that our offers can save people time, where yes, it's going to take you time on the front end, but in the long run, it's going to save you time. And I think that even just that switch in messaging, instead of assuming people have extra time right now, because they probably don't.
Yes.
It's instead pointing and illustrating how valuable our time is.
Yeah. I just rolled out Total Product Blueprint again to my audience, and it was just like, this is implementation. I'd only do these 5 things. I wouldn't mess around with anything else. And this is only a course that teaches you these 5 things. I think narrowing people's focus to say, this is what's important right now. Here's step 1 through 10. Don't worry about anything else, is really comforting for people. Because I agree, in our communities, we don't have a ton of people sitting around with the time to watch 7 seasons of Netflix, because we tend to speak to strivers, achievers, high performers, givers, servants, leaders. And when they have that, and now the kids are at home, and now they're fighting to keep the business, they don't want to lay people off. They're trying to figure out how to apply for all these loans or all these, recovery packages. It's like, where is the time? Every night I'm finishing the night and I go to Denise, I go, it's 11 o'clock. How did that even happen?
Yeah, it's been interesting. And I just think too, it's like, I think our biggest job right now, especially as marketers, is to lead by example on how you can sell through seasons and how you can build things that can navigate these crises, but also to like be that example that people are looking up to. And I think for so many of us, when things hit the fan, it's like, wow, we are so fortunate to have virtual teams and to have virtual products, yet we're still being impacted because our customers are being impacted, which is that extra challenge.
Yes.
Because while our businesses are foolproof in terms of being online and being able to serve even in the midst of this, our customers are hurting right now and our clients are hurting. And so it's this beautiful dance of like serving and figuring out the right offer and the messaging. And it's like putting this all together in a way that really shows like who's leading through these troubled times. And so it's been really just eye opening. I've never gone through anything like this. I've been in business for 9 years and this is the first time I'm seeing something like this. So it's been kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot to take in. It is every single day. I've just been telling my audience, just out of everything, adopt a role model mindset.
Yeah.
Because people are watching you right now and you will be proud of your actions or not. Not in every single moment of the day, but over a spirit. Yeah. This is span of months already.
Yeah.
It's going to go on more months and you're going to look back and be really proud of those months. Yeah. Or you're going to be like, ugh, it's okay if you fall apart in one weekend, you don't do anything. But over a span of months, if you do that, that's not coping. That's avoiding, that's hiding, and it's not responsible when we have teams, when we have customers, when we are leaders. There's demands on ourselves to still hold a high standard and still show up, and people expect that and they need that. And so I'm telling all our leaders, like, take care of yourself. Self-care is everything, but don't think self-care is separate than the ability to still move forward and help people every day. I think
I think it's really a good reminder. The first week that everything hit, I was going to bed one night with Drew and he was like, babe, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Like, cause I was just like depleted and I like just was exhausted. And I think that it's time where like, you have to be close enough to the pain to remember what it feels like to be struggling and to really be fighting for survival, because so many people are going through that. But you also have to be able to remove yourself and be able to paint that possibility of what is possible. And I think that leaders are able to like straddle that line in a really interesting way, because you need to remember where you've been, but point to where you can go. And so it's just like navigating that and seeing people navigate that has just been so inspiring. And I think so many people watching can just relate that. You can go, it's like we're grieving right now. We're grieving what our old normal was, and we're ready to pivot into the new normal, and we're not sure what that's going to look like, and nothing's going to go back to what it was. And so it's like we're just living in this friction and figuring out how to kind of create warmth for one another while we're here. So
yes, yes. And I think the most important thing is to remind people they've been through crises and they've been turbulence before.
Yes.
They've been through, I mean, the first months after child, the first months after they started the business, the time they lost the jobs, like you've done so many hard things. And for the vast majority of people, being home is more challenging and is more exhausting. And yet that's a whole lot better than the alternative. And we have to be appreciative of those who out there are really being courageous when we have the opportunity to be home, and be thoughtful about those who are really putting themselves on the line, or those who are really losing jobs, or those who are really sick or dying. Like it's so easy to get trapped in our own, like, oh, I didn't get to do my thing today that I usually get to do.
Yeah.
And instead, like the number one thing in all of crisis is keeping perspective.
Yep.
Because if you can't do that, you'll be unmoored emotionally. You'll be unmoored mentally, and your mind will go all over the place if you don't keep a higher ground, a higher faith or a higher purpose or a higher mission, a higher dedication, just like our healthcare workers, a higher oath. And by keeping that higher oath, that higher dedication, that higher viewpoint, because this will pass and life will go back to way more normal. Maybe not exactly normal, but life is going to go back. And so it's like, okay, great. Then choose how you get to have this unsure footing, how you get to show up and how you get to feel. And I think that that message of keep perspective and have the conscious ability to choose, that fits within everybody's reality right now. You know, how much time they have or not have, how much time they have, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think too, I agree so much. I've been like waking up and just like saying, like grounding myself in the things I know to be true. Cause I think that when we feel out of control, a lot of times it can spiral into areas of our life that we do have control over.
Yes.
And so Like, I'm like, okay, before all this happened, what did I know to be true? I knew that, like, I have a gift to share with the world. I knew that I wanted to make a bigger impact. I knew that I wanted to show up messy and imperfectly and in the middle of things while we're figuring it out. And I know all of these things to be true. And I knew it then, and I know it now. And so it's like, if we can wake up and say, like, these things have not changed. The world might change, but these things have not changed.
Yes.
Then it's like, holy cow, like I am like firm in my foundation for showing up today and my conviction. And so I just keep telling people, like, when things feel out of control, you can control your response. You can control your actions. You can control your attitude. And so those are the things that it's like, we got to just like keep anchoring in. Like I texted Ed Milette today because we were talking about just wanting to be present and like in moments. And I told him that lately, like when I enter a room, I just like stop for a second and like plant my feet on the ground and I like just pause, because I'm like, I can go from like CEO to mom in like 10 seconds. But when I do that, my brain is still in one spot and my body's in another.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, we just got to keep, especially when there's like chaos around us with kids and family and working and co-working. It's like, plant your feet. Where are you? Be all there for that moment. If you got to pivot, if you got to change, you are capable of doing that. But I think it's like, we just got to keep grounding ourselves.
I love that. Presence right now. Presence right now. That's the hardest thing, is to stay present with your breath. In Motivation Manifesto, I chose to end that whole book with this concept called slow time.
Yeah.
And learning to slow down beats of time to two extra beats. So it's like, when you look at your spouse or your lover, just hold the gaze for two extra seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes, oh, suddenly it's romantic versus just like glaring at somebody. You know, it's like that two extra beats to breathe in, to ground yourself when you walk into a room. Two extra seconds before you open the laptop to go, what's my intention right now? It's like, it doesn't actually take that much to feel more grounded and centered. The difference is people think they're gonna get grounded and centered. And it's like, no, you do centered by 20 acts throughout the day.
Yeah.
20 little things of, what's my intention right now before I open my inbox? Or, you know, feeling the room when you walk in, or noticing your breath when you go take a walk with your, you know, your spouse or your kids, or taking that just few, I mean, literally it's 2 second beats that you keep throughout the day.
Yeah.
That makes me sane.
Change everything.
Yeah.
I was going to send you, I have to text you a picture, but we have your book, Motivation Manifesto, on my nightstand, and Conley the other
day was
sitting on the book, holding it open, and I was like, yes, child! Yes,
start them early!
She's learning young.
Yes. Hey, I just want to thank you, Jenna, because so many people right now, you know, they turn within. And obviously they care for their families and they care for things, but they also turn away from service. When times of scarcity happen or chaos, a lot of people walked a good talk, but then when it came time to really show up and serve, they disappeared. And you've been there and you've been active and you've been out front and you've been loving and compassionate and empathetic and graceful. And I just appreciate that. Like, knowing that you're in the world, it means a lot. It means a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. You're the best. I love your text threads. Well, you keep serving these amazing people on here. Yeah. I love seeing everyone popping in. Isn't Brendan the best?
Oh,
I just actually, real quick before we go, on my podcast today, an amazing woman named Danielle Leslie said that you were the first person she ever encountered that got her to create an online course. And she talks about you in my podcast episode.
Come on.
First exposure to online business.
Wow.
And now she has one course, one funnel, and she's done over $8 million in revenue from one course and one funnel. She's
incredible. I love that.
Because someone had sent her a video you created years ago.
Yeah.
So look at how what you've done years ago is still changing the world today. That's amazing.
That is amazing. So, I got to go listen to that. You know what I realized today? We found this this video, 2009. In 2009, I said, this is the virtual influence and leadership economy. In 2009, my first online course came out in 2006. It's just crazy because now the world is finding what you and I teach and talk about all the time, which is you can work from home, you can have balance, you can do virtual things, and you can have a tremendous lifestyle doing it, but you're also, it's like the ability to impact people like her and people all around the world through what we
and
do.
All
it's amazing.
The people you don't even know.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest because it just keeps giving and giving and giving, and you touch people every day, which is the coolest.
Ditto. Oh. Love you. I miss you.
Right, love you too. Bye, everyone. Thanks okay. for letting me show up in my PJs.
I love you, Jenna. See ya.
Love you too.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. I hope you had a good session today. Listen, if you want to capture the audio of anything you heard today or over the last 7 days, just go to Brennan Show Podcast. The Striving in Chaos episodes are right there. And this episode here too on the Brennan Show Podcast, so you can hear Jenna's brilliance and wisdom. Thanks, Jenna. I love you for coming on. I'm really thankful to all the leaders in our industry, whether that's thought leadership, authors, speakers, coaches, seminar leaders, trainers, online marketers, social media mavens, but mostly everybody out there who's putting out a positive message right now. We need you. Stay dedicated to that. Keep showing up for others. Yes, do your self-care, but really tap into your service and your heart right now, because you're being called, you are needed, you are not alone, and this is our time. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll give another section tomorrow. In the meantime, share this with everybody you love. Take care of yourself. Choose to protect your health. Care deeply about your mind, body, your spirit right now. During these times, maintain your emotional center. Remember, you get to choose your focus and your thoughts right now. You get to set the emotional tone for your family, for your friends, for your team, for your community. Right now, how you show up really matters. So care for your health. Be a person who is positive out there. Take care of others. You can choose high performance today. You can choose to go beyond ordinary, and you can still be extraordinary even in times of crisis. So do that, my friends. Thanks for listening to the Brennan Show. Please share this episode around the world for me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, I'm jumping in here with one last message to you that we've bolted on, because it's just timing. You know, everybody is asking me how I run my career. How do I generate online sales? How do I build a real business? I mean, how am I getting my personal brand out there? How am I thinking through this industry during this time right now? And so if you're somebody who's wanted to share your voice and you've known you needed to monetize your content online, you've known you need to grow your following, you know that for security through this modern economy and what we're gonna face this year, you need to generate recurring revenue, you need to get some online digital content out there, and you don't wanna get left behind in what is obviously becoming a greater and greater digital economy. You need to be out there. And if I can serve you with that, here's how I do it. Go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. And that will take you to my membership levels in the Influencer Business Program, where I help you understand, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you create and monetize content? What should you be doing with live casts or launches or subscriptions right now? How do you grow your audience and online sales faster? We have 3 different member levels, and I'm here to tell you, as you are certainly listening to my voice right at this moment, why can't that be your voice? Why can't you be the person sharing positivity, hope, guidance, strength, optimism out in the world right now, so that we can help people face the chaos with a little bit more confidence, with a little bit more authenticity and vulnerability, but also personal power? Why can't you take anything you've learned in your whole life about career or business or wellness or health or just living a good life, being a good parent, you know, chasing your dreams? Why can't you take that advice, structure it, build a personal brand around it, build some online digital content around it, sell it, get recurring revenue, and build something that not only carries you through with digital sales through this scary economy, but more importantly, sets you up to share your voice and make a difference at a time when it matters more than ever. You clearly hear I'm passionate about this. So go to influencerbusinessprogram.com right now. That's influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.